Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is a Friday, our fun Friday, where we do fun stuff, right? We try to come up with different things. I just try to give something. If I do this every Friday, then you could do this different things every week, just trying to come up with some different things that you can do with your team that build that team building and have some little fun as we're working. Get people get work closer together and know each other a little better, because then they do work better when they know each other. And today we're talk about spaceships. I got my rocket. I was thinking about it. It's like, I would like to go, and I think it's a burnout engine in that one, and go launch some rockets this weekend. Maybe we'll do that with the kids. Who knows? And also I was thinking about, I think Axiom, I think everyone's talking about building space stations up there in space. We just had a crew that came down from the space station, from the ISS. So it was all kind of coordinated. I wrote it down in my notes about space station. And then I figured out how I would want to do an integrated fun with the team. And then we also have Fortune Cookie Friday, where this fortune cookie actually came from our Chinese restaurant because Eddie was craving egg rolls. We haven't had egg rolls in so long because every one of our Chinese restaurants, most of them closed, or they're building buildings on top of them. And so they destroyed the little place we used to go to. And we'll see if it ever comes back. Hopefully it does. We're going to have to travel halfway across the city to get some Chinese food every once in a while. It's good to change up what you have. Like, it's not always good to have the same thing. Anyway, it is Fun Friday here in the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so we can not work so hard to get good value to the customer. God, what would we do that for? We want to work harder. I spent a lot of time yesterday actually fixing data, but we want to have fun along the way. So this is our fun episode where we have a little fun and share that with you. And hopefully you'll share some fun ideas that you and your teams have too, and we can bring them up on the show. So what are we talking about? We got the model rocket, flying in the air. How can we do this? And I wrote some notes because I wrote some explicit like things that, and I'm going to talk about why do it. So the idea is that you could do this in a digital environment, on everyone's laptop. You could do it on the wall. You can do it on a piece of paper if you're in person. You could do it in a lot of different ways. Paper would be interesting. It would definitely be interesting. We had to do a little cut and pasting like we did in kindergarten, right? Remember to do that. So the idea is that everyone would build a space module, and then we're going to integrate it. Okay, so we're going to integrate. Everyone's going to build a space model, a space station module. So there's a couple rules. You have to establish some rules. Each module has to have two docking stations. So, space station. So we got space station, right? So we got our space station. Let me move over a little bit. I'll go over here. There we go. Space station. Now you get the light from the light on it. Yeah. That's not good. I don't know if that works any better. Let me move back over here. Okay. Now we got a big time. So we got space station. Space station. All right. So each space station has a module, and this module has to have a couple things. One requirement is two docking ports. So two docking ports. And that's where you connect other modules to each other. So requirement number one, two docking ports. And it's because it is Fun Friday. And number two, something fun on the module. Something fun on the module, because it is Fun Friday. So you got to add something fun. Table tennis, I don't know, weights, jogging, checkers. You could really do three-dimensional chess in the space environment, right? That'd be kind of interesting how that might work. It'd be neat if someone invented that. That'd be pretty cool. Okay. So those are the two requirements for each module. So you explain this to everyone that they do that. At least two docking ports and something fun on the module in their space station. Now, here's what is an experiment in agile and communication. So yeah, I'm having fun. We're going to draw draw a little module. If I draw like a real simple module, and these would be docking ports. So that's a docking port. So there's a little docking port, right? So that's the docking port right here. And there's one over here, right? As simple as possible. And then what would you put that would be fun on that? Now they can make all kinds of different shapes and sizes, and they can draw like one that had a docking port here and a docking port here, and then maybe some power, little power station there. They could even put three docking ports if they wanted to. There's no restrictions. It'll be interesting what they do. But the minimum is two, so you can have at least two connections in there. So there's that. Now, here's the fun part. And you got to tell them they can't tell people which ones they pick. We have to make a minimum number of modules. And on this modules, here's what I came. So these are the modules we need. That's what required. AQUIR. Required modules. Okay. So now they don't get to tell each other, communicate which modules they're going to work on, but we need all these ones done. So first round, they pick and draw their modules. So here are the modules they need to do. Let's say an observation one. Observation. One. Another one would be an eating, where you can eat. Eating module. Bathing. Showers. Right, you don't want to stink up there in the space station because you're on closed course and be bad showers. Been camping with people for 3 days. Can you imagine being up there for months without a shower? It would not be pretty. A science station. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 science station. Did I say exercise station? Let's say 5 would be exercise station. 6 would be a power station, right? What else do I got? Observation power, a sleeping station. Let's see, I did science, exercise, power station, maybe a docking station, a specialized docking station. So not only do you have that, maybe the specialized one would be like integrated one. That's a specialized docking station where you got 4 little things. And number 8, just for we need to sleep somewhere, right? We need a sleeping station. And again, this is like a team, right? This is a team of 8. Perfect scrum team, right? So they don't tell anybody what they're going to pick. And they go out and pick their module and they draw it up and everything, okay? And then we come back and say, okay, what did we get? Did they get all 8 modules? Because they didn't communicate to each other. So you get how that works. So the idea is they pick a module. They don't tell each other. And then you get to see how many modules they got done because they didn't talk to each other when they integrated who's doing what piece of the quote software, right? So it's a good example of how that works. And then if they don't get all, and then someone goes and say, okay, what module is missing? Can we add that? Then what you do is an activity in the virtual environment. You can take cutouts, just like you can cut paper. If you did it on a whiteboard or something like that, then you can group it all together and put it together. You could even do that. Probably in a PowerPoint slide if you had to. So we group them together. And we build a space station together. So it's a little fun thing. A little lesson learned about communication. A little lesson learned what kind of things will they bring. And then everyone should explain what fun thing they put on their module and why, right? To get to know each other. So it's an interesting way of learning about integration, communicating about what we're all going to do before we go off and do it, right? Because no, we never do that, do we? Excuse me. So the team never goes off and just scatters and they don't tell anybody what they do. Nah, that never happens, right? So this is just a fun example of what happens when you have those 8 requirements and no one talks about who's doing what requirement and which one they're going to do. Because it'd be interesting to see how many are missing, right? So that's the idea. Build a space station. Again, just to go over the space station. So there's 2 main requirements for each module. You're going to draw a module. Has 2 docking ports and 1 fun thing on the module. From a team integration point, we have 8 required modules. We have an observation module, an eating module, showers, science, exercise, power, docking, and sleeping. So those are all the modules that are required so people would pick which module they want to build and how they want to do it. So, sorry, I got like something in my throat. Anyway, that's the idea. It's a little fun activity. You can do this in a half hour, play some where you integrate it, and then you can have the teams kind of how they want to shape this up. And let's say they have solar panels or connecting hubs, and they don't communicate how they're going to get that together because maybe the solar panels are blocking other things that might connect to it. Maybe you need to extend it so you can put a little module in there and make an extension module or something that integrates. So this is where the communication and figuring out who's doing what and how do we get everything to connect together plays an important role, and they learn it as they do it. So it's a little fun exercise, kind of going with the trends, all these space stations going up. Let's the teams have a little fun and create a way of learning about integration and what happens when you don't communicate your plans and who's going to do what. It doesn't get built right, right? So it's just an example of having fun. How do you use this to teach a learning experience without teaching a learning experience, right? But you can hint to it. Oh, by the way, how'd that communication go? How'd that integration go? Because no one talked about what they wanted to do. What they're going to do before they went off and did it. That's why we have sprint planning. Oh, we're really sprint planning. and then we do sprint review where we try to connect everything together. Did we cover everything? No, we're missing half the stuff that the customer wanted. Go figure that one out. Anyway, Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, let's do the fortune cookie. Now, these are different fortune cookies than I normally get. These actually come from a restaurant. So we'll see. We got our fortune cookie. The Agile Accountants put the message in here. And we have to see how this message applies to what we're doing here on the show, either today in Agile Scrum, however. So, do we need winning numbers? Okay, let's do some winning numbers. 15, 38, 54, 1, 49, and 4. So, if you win, I'm more than happy to have a donation. But, you know, if you don't, it's not our fault. It's a fortune cookie. All right, so here's what the fortune cookie says. A small gift can bring joy to the whole family. A small gift can bring joy to the whole family. So this is a small little fun thing that'll bring joy to your entire team. Learn something. So the family is the team. You know, it's a small fun thing to do. Takes a half hour, just breaks the monotony of doing stuff every day. Something fun they can do as a group and try to get together more. And I also saw a small gift. So when we said in the module, you put some fun thing in there. Maybe it's a small thing. Maybe it's a Rubik's Cube or something like that. I don't know. Could be anything small that goes into a module. You got to remember you're going to space, so you can't really put like a bouncy room or something. Maybe you could. You can blow up the air in it. That might be fun. I don't know. So a small gift can bring joy to the whole family. So it doesn't always have to be super planned out, crazy fun stuff that has all this logistics associated and all this money expended. We just did that basically for free. Didn't cost any money. Have a little fun, small little things that can bring joy and happiness to the whole team. With that, have a great day. Happy Friday. Enjoy. Hope you get the chance to check out the space. Maybe we're going to do some rocket launches. If I do, I'll definitely try to videotape. But I haven't had that GoPro out since like COVID, man. I don't even know if it still works. I got to find it. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great day. Have fun and see you next week. Bye. Take care.